Congratulations, Ron. 34 years. That's a very experienced, recovered alcoholic. I don't call them old timers. I mean, there's a lot of people that are my friends on this call that have got 25, 30 years plus, and they look young, so I don't call them old timers. I call them very experienced alcoholics. You know, Ron has been nothing but a blessing to me from the day I asked him to be my sponsor, which is a number of years ago now. I was going through something in sobriety that was very difficult for me. And when I asked Ron to be my sponsor, he's like, you know, a sponsor is a best friend. He goes, I'd love to be your best friend. And that's how we continue this journey together in sobriety. You know, when God places someone in your life and you walk this spiritual path in sobriety, that person, you know, they say they can either be a blessing or a lesson. And Ron has definitely been a blessing to me. And the lessons that he teaches me are endless. Whenever I'm, it's interesting. Ron's part of my family, right? And he's friends with my wife as well, too. And whenever I'm acting up, I'll call it, after 22 years of marriage, that's bound to happen. You know, she'll say, well, why don't I give Ron a call and see what he says about this? I'm like, no, I don't want to hear what he says about this. Because see, Ron gives me the straight goods, right? He doesn't sugarcoat it for me. He's not that guy that says, oh yeah, you're good, you're right. You know, I don't need that. I don't need sugarcoating. I need someone to call me out and for me to take a good look at myself and to point out with where my character defects are, where my fears are. And that's what Ron does in a loving way. You know, he does. Stern, but loving. And it's just no wonder he's got 34 years. And he's an earth angel. I call him my earth angel because of that. He's always been there for me from day one. He always sees me bigger than I see myself. He always, you know, puts more on me in order for me to open up my heart when I'm you know, when I'm in my... Part of my language, but when I'm in my poop here, right? When I'm in my shit, he tends to do a good job on taking me out, and I love him so much for that. Ron, you know, 34 years, good on you. But in those 34 years, I can only imagine how many people you've helped out. Because I, for one, I'm so grateful for you. When I do my prayers. When I do my prayers and I ask God, God will always deliver. Maybe not on your time, but he will. I'm a strong believer that God answers prayers. And when I was in a time of need in my sobriety, God answered my prayer to have someone walk alongside me and to show me the way. And that person was you. And I'm really grateful for you. And I don't want to take any more time here. But thank you and congratulations once again, Ron. I love you.
Thanks, Johnny Love.
Thanks, Johnny. Bobby, can I get you to share next, please, and give Ron his cake? He loves cake.
Hey, guys. Bobby Alcoholic. Bobby. I just want to welcome anybody new, anybody coming back, and Ron, 34 years. That's amazing. I want to start out by saying, you know, none of us in this room are different. If we've got a day, we have 10 days, we have 10 years, 34 years, we're all the same, right? We're all just alcoholics. And the thing is, there is one difference is I can sit in this room and I can just be sober, or I can live a life of sobriety. And I know I sat in these rooms before and I felt like I was dying. And I didn't want that, right? I wanted to be happy. I wanted to be full of love. And that's something that we can get. And I didn't have an idea about that. I didn't really know what Alcoholics Anonymous was about. Funny, Johnny there was mentioning about like the old timer thing. And you know, I relapsed a couple times. And one thing I never did was I was like, I'm going to get all the old timers numbers because they're going to keep me sober, right? That's what's going to happen. And I didn't understand this at all, but I did. I actually met Ron at this meeting on the beach, and and I heard him speak, and he was loud, and he talked about the steps, and I was like, I got to get this guy's number. And then he told me that he could take me through the steps, and the rest was history after that. But the truth is he taught me a lot, right? You know, he taught me about this disease, first and foremost. He taught me about the malady, that I'm restless, irritable, discontent, and I'm always unhappy. And that made sense to me, right? I could feel this. And this was the first thing that happened before I was going to drink. And he taught me about what the problem is. And this, first, the obsession of the mind, but that the problem wasn't the drinking or the drugs or any of that, that it was my thinking. That's what took me to the drink. And this is something I didn't understand before. I didn't know why I kept convincing myself to drink, or why I would run my life on my own will, even after I thought I was turning my will over to God, because I didn't understand it. I was still listening to my head. But then he did teach me about this thing, and it's something I never seen in the book and didn't understand, because I just blew right past it. And it was about the heart. Right. And it was about love and about where God was right in our heart. And I didn't know that. And that completely changed the way that I seen sobriety, that I seen myself. And it opened me up to having an experience here that I can give full force into. And then things started to change. Right. I started to learn to love myself. I started to learn other people or love other people. I started to respect other people. And this dysfunctional human started, you know, loving people. It was crazy, right? It was insane. And life started to get really, really good. And that's what we get here. You know, this person has not only just taught me about the steps and walked me through the steps, and he became family. You know, I love you, Ron, and somebody that could lead by example. And, you know, in turn, I've got this life of sobriety today, and I don't even know. I couldn't change a thing. I could not change one thing. And anybody that's struggling, anybody new, I highly recommend reach out to anybody that can walk you through these steps and get you to your heart, get you to the solution, get you to love, because we can all have it. If you give it 100%, you're going to get 100%. And I know this room is full of love. And especially Ron. So I love you so much, Ron.
Thanks, Bobby.
Ron, we're going to give you about 16 minutes to tell us how you did it and how you kept it. And I'll give you about a 5-minute warning if that works for you.
Sure. Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Ron, and I'm an alcoholic. Thanks, everybody. I love you. And oh, my goodness, 34 years, one day at a time. If you're new, welcome. If you're coming back, welcome. I had one day, just like everybody else did. And I came to Alcoholics Anonymous. I was dying as the dying can get. I needed help. I was broken. And I just didn't know what to do anymore. I wanted to die. I didn't want to live. But I didn't want to live the way I was living ever again. So I got brought to Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, and I can still remember my first day. I'm going to tell you my first day in AA, because I was dying. I sat at the Vancouver Recovery Club in the basement, and the pipes were dripping on my head, and it was the 8:30 meeting. And you guys gave me something that day, is you gave me hope. And to give hope to anybody is to give them the world. And you guys gave me the world that day. You gave me hope. And I came in here, you know, broken, unhappy, miserable, depression, you name it. But that day you gave me hope. And every other day from there. You know, I fell in love with Alcoholics Anonymous. And as I was going along through this journey, a lot wasn't changing. I was still miserable. I was still mean to people. I was still using people. I was still mean. I was still like swearing at people. And it was horrible. I was actually sober now, but it was actually horrible. And I didn't know what to do. And then people talked about these 12 steps. And I heard people mention the big book. And you know what? I dived into it. I had to. So my gift today, fast forwarding through all this, is the 12 steps. I need to teach the 12 steps. I go to meetings to teach you. I don't go to meeting for any other reason. I want you to get this too. Like, I thought the problem was drinking, and I would put all the money in the world to it that the money, all the money is drinking is a problem. But it isn't. It's only a symptom of the problem, like Bobby was saying. Right? My thinking is the main problem. And it tells me that on page 23. The main problem of the alcoholic centers his mind rather than his body. So my thinking is bad. Like, it's bad. And today it's okay, and I'm going to tell you why. It's because jump to step 11, it talks about, oh, God gave us brains, and we want you to use them now. And that's because my thinking is in line with my heart today. And anytime I think, it's about loving you. And what can I do for you? And it's not about me. It's being responsible, but it's about helping and loving you. If you're not loving you, you're doing it wrong. You know, so I found out what the problem was my thinking. And it's like, oh my God, what am I going to do now? Like, what am I going to do if my main problem is my thinking? And that's step one. 97% of people live in step one. I don't want you there. If you're miserable, there's your warning light. If you're not happy, that's your warning light. You need to get to steps two and three. Step two is the solution. Step two is our Creator has entered into our hearts and lives in a place which is indeed miraculous. Deep down in every man, woman, and child is a fundamental idea. So God's within us. But I revert to my old thinking. And it hurts me. And it hurts you. And it hurts the people around you. Two things nearly sent Bill Wilson back out drinking. One is resentment, and the other one is self-pity. Stop it. Stop thinking about you. If you're sitting here today, you better be telling yourself this all through the day, is that I'm okay. And I don't care if you're not okay, but you better tell yourself that you're okay. You need to be okay, because that's faith. That's the faith, and that has to do with step three. Right? I need to love me. I need to listen to my heart. I need the truth in my life. And that's what I get. And with all of that, you would think that you would stay sober, but you won't. Just because you know where the problem is and you know where the solution is, you're not going to stay sober. Let me guarantee you on that. Because somebody's going to piss you off. Somebody like me, or maybe somebody else. Maybe they're going to cut in front of you and they're going to piss you off. And what happens is I throw you right out of your heart, right back in your head, and then what are you going to do? That's why we do the rest of the work. Like, I have these defects of character, and if it wasn't for defects of character, I guess we would all be walking around angels in this world, but we don't. So step four and five teach me all about my defects of character, and why we need to see our defects of character is so we can live the opposite of it. So if I'm a mean, miserable, unhappy person, God wants me in step seven with God's help and a new action. Wants me to live this amazing way of life. Just amazing. And I live it from my heart. I don't live it from my mind. So step seven, and God helps me with that. Then I get to step nine. Holy shit. Step nine. Oh, sorry to swear, but holy cow. Step nine. I always thought it was about, okay, going out to this person. It's not. It's about going out to you. And it's about forgiveness for you. The only forgiveness in this world you can get is by loving you. The forgiveness that you are getting and that you deserve is in step nine, where I make a list of the things, loving things that I need to do for myself. I need to do that every day. Step nine is about loving you. And then at that point, I can go to other people, regardless of what I think, because I shouldn't be thinking. And remember, when you start going out and loving you and you start loving other people, before you're halfway through, you're going to know this new freedom, this new happiness. Like, unbelievable, these steps work. I'm passionate about the 12 steps, as you can tell. And then... And then, yeah, and then I get, then I love me, and then I love you. And then I can go to anybody in this world and talk to them about anything. It's because I love me more than you. Right? And I have to, it has to be that way. Because when I don't love me, I won't even come near you. Right? So, you know, then it comes to step 10. And step 10 is we do this every day. You know, we just do this every day. Step 11, we retire at night. I think that's the most important thing. We do these 9 questions and we answer them. Every night we answer these questions and we fix anything that we break, right? Anything that's broken, anything I need to fix. And love starts at the top of that, right? I need to, listen, I used to react and I used to teach the steps and I have, but I've changed over all these years. And I always said, react with love, react with love, react with love. Well, actually, I've been telling you the wrong stuff to do because we don't react with love. Because when I react, it's actually might be reacting with love is right. Don't get me wrong here. But when I react, it's not good. And I've learned to respond today. I've learned to respond with love today. To give those few seconds in between me answering you or me showing you is responding with love today. Take those few minutes. It's like pause when agitated. Then we get to step 12. Now, people, when we get to step 12, are we forgetting that we need to give this to others? Like, how did you stay sober? Like, how did you do it? We need to give that to others. We need to show others. I don't go to meetings, you know, just to, you know, tell you what to do. I come here to teach. I come here to listen. And I come here to teach. Right? There should be more teaching. I want somebody to tell me and to explain to me how to stay sober. We work the steps, right? We go to meetings. We get into service work, right? This is how we stay sober. This is how every one of us stay sober. And I know how you came to AA. I know how everybody came to AA. Let me tell you how you got here. Your heart was louder than your thinking. Because if you're thinking, you think for 1 minute, your thoughts brought you to AA, you're wrong. Because your thoughts would have taken you back out, watching a hockey game, go out with that great girl, that great guy, and you went and came to AA. Your heart brought you here. God brought you here. Right? And God will walk through this with you. I hear in the rooms, I hear, oh, God willing, God willing. No, 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 no. Let's not confuse that. God's already willing. You need to be willing. You need to be, oh, 5 minutes. Good. Okay, good. So, you know, you need to be willing, right? God's already there with you. Don't ever forget that, is God has always been within me, but I refuse to look at it. At the back of the big book, it talks about our members have tapped an unexpected inner resource, which they presently use as a power grid in themselves. So I'm telling you where God is. I'm not telling you who God is. Can't do that. But if you want to know where God is through the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, it's within you. And it's always been within you and it's in your heart. So you might think, you know, your heart's going to tell you it's heart. And what's the difference? How do you get there? Well, Dr. Silkworth explains it to us that we can't differentiate the truth from the false. So the truth has always been within our heart and the lies are in our head. So get out of the head, get into your heart. And you know what? I'm willing to help you. Big Book Bobby's willing to help you, Todd, Linder, and Eric. There's so many loving examples, Steve and Tracy. There's so many, Johnny Love. There's so many people here who will just walk with you. But we will help you do the steps. That's it. You know, so if you're hurting, I hope you don't hurt anymore. And last thing I'm going to end off with this is, I used to go to all kinds of roundups. I don't go to them anymore, but that's okay. Just because it's too crowded, too many people. But I went up to this old timer. He had about 44 years. And I said to him, how do you do this? Like, how do you do this? How do you stay sober this long? He says, you just keep reaching out. You just keep reaching out and loving people. That's all you do, right? You know, and that's all I have to do is just keep reaching out. And I do reach out. And I want to help you. I don't care who you are. And I don't care who you throw at me. I don't care if you throw 25 people at me. I'm going to help all 25 people. Doesn't matter. Right? I am going to help you, love you, walk with you. And it's because of people before me, like Linder, people who have walked with me through all these years, you know, and I appreciate each and every one of you and all my sponsors and everybody in the fellowship of AA, you know. So if you think you can't make it, you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong, and stop listening to your head. Every single one of you can make this. Get into your heart, get into the 12 steps. Thanks for my sobriety.
Great.